I'm Molly Wood, sitting in for Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. We thought it would only be appropriate to end our graduation special with a commencement address. Heather Haberleski writes the Ask Polly advice column for New York Magazine. She's also taken the Marketplace quiz, which you can find online. But without further pomp or circumstance, here is the 2017 Marketplace Weekend commencement address.
On your graduation day, everyone tells you that the future is wide open and the best part of your life is just beginning. Everyone urges you to believe in your passions and throw yourself into your bright, shining future. What people don't talk about is fear. They don't acknowledge the unbelievable fear that haunts you every minute of every day. It's like you're being pushed out of a plane without a parachute as someone yells after you, "Follow your dreams! Embrace the adventure!" But it's totally normal to be afraid, because for the past 4 years, you've been living in the middle of a park where people read great books and drink beer all day long, and now you're being kicked out of paradise. You've got to pay your rent and your bills and your student loans and your health insurance, God only knows how, and you're probably going to have to take some entry-level job where you report to a middle-aged guy who uses words like impactful and scalable best practices and core competencies without even cracking a smile. But you've also got to decide what to do with the rest of your life, which is like falling out of a plane and trying to solve a Rubik's Cube before you hit the ground. The fear can be overwhelming. And what your fear tells you is that only losers feel fear. Your fear interrupts that middle-aged guy talking about core competencies and whispers in your ear, "You have no core competencies. You can't follow your dreams because you have no dreams. You can't have adventures because you're too afraid to have adventures or to do anything at all." But your fear is wrong. Everyone is afraid. You'd have to be a robot not to be afraid right now. And sometimes successful people are the most fearful people of all, but they use their fears to fuel them. That's what you have to do. Admit that you're afraid. Face your fear. That doesn't mean battle it. That means keep it close, like a potted plant in that dumpy new apartment you can barely afford. It will always be there, so you might as well make a little room for it. Making room for your fear instead of hiding it makes room for other things too. Sadness and dread and angst and longing, but also hope. Because even though the world is scary, all human beings feel afraid, and we work hard to believe in ourselves and to believe in the world in spite of our fear. Don't pretend that you're fearless, because if you pretend, you'll never know what your passions are. You have to feel fear to feel your passion, and it's not an adventure if you can't feel the fear. Adventures are partially made up of fear. Fear provides the suspense. You're still going to have to work hard. You won't be going back to paradise. But when people treat you like you're small and foolish just because you're afraid, that means that they're still running from their own fear. So just ignore them. I hate to say this, but it's true. Some robots will want you to feel small because they can't feel anything at all. But you're not small. You know that. You contain multitudes, especially when you're afraid. And when you look back on this time years from now, you'll almost miss the fear a little bit. You'll look back and say, "I had it all, but I didn't even know it. I was so afraid, but I was at the center. I could breathe in happiness. I could swim to the moon. I had everything I needed."
Heather Haberleski's book, How to Be a Person in the World, will be out in paperback on June 27th.